You ever heard of a heart?
Mm-hmm.
What? Can you think of any other term? How about a Jew's heart?
I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm. But you never have, you didn't know anybody who played one or know anything about them?
Oh, my daddy used to play one with his guitar. It was a harp, though. I mean, I've heard of a juice harp, but he'd play it when he would play his guitar.
But he didn't call it a juice harp?
No, just a harp.
Okay. What do you pound nails with? What do you hit nails with?
A hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses called? Since you never had a wagon. Okay, you have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what?
I've seen that in pictures, but I don't know. Oh. Okay.
Alright. When you were little, then where did you go? If you know, when you went out of town, where'd you go?
To Knoxville. To visit Mama's sister.
Did you ever stay up there for any length of time?
Maybe 2 weeks at a time.
That was all. Mm-hmm. You never lived anywhere but Atlanta?
Oh, for about 6 months when I was a baby. Daddy had a run when he was working for the Southern Railroad, and they moved to Knoxville, we stayed about 6 months and came back. He got transferred back then. I guess you'd say transfer. This was his run down here anyway. They changed him.
Well, when did you all buy your own house and live in your own house? Or did you always live with your mother and daddy?
You mean daddy and me?
Uh-huh. Your husband and you.
When Nan was a year old, we bought our first house, which was...
How old were you then?
30.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've never really been out of Atlanta?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Can you tell me the name of a steel rim on the outside of a wagon wheel? What would you call that?
I don't know.
Okay. What about when a horse is hitched to a wagon? What would you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to? Never heard of any of these terms. Alright, if you're hauling wood, what would you... Just fill in the blank here. If you had a load of wood in your wagon and you're driving along, you'd say he was doing what? He was doing what with the wood?
Hauling the wood, I guess.
You wouldn't say drawing it?
Drawing.
You never heard that?
Huh.
Okay. All right, use the verb drag. Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and... I tied a rope to it and I...
Drove
out of the way.
Log.
Okay. Use the verb drag it. Need to drag it across the road. Would you say drag?
Need to drag, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. I tied a rope to it and I have it out of the way. You have what?
Dragged it out of the way.
Okay. All right, what do you break the ground with in the spring? Excuse me. Yeah, what do you break the ground with in the spring? What would you use if somebody was going to get out and, you know, make a furrow in the ground or dig up the ground out on a farm? What would you say he was doing? How would he dig up the ground?
Michelle, well, I don't know.
Okay. What about after you've plowed, what would you use to break the ground up even finer than that?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard the word harrow? I haven't either. Okay. What about if you're going to take a horse and put something behind it and then guide it, what would you be doing to the ground?